We connect with a great friend of the show who checks in with us every year out on the West Coast right now, where he's touring on the Sound of Money tour. The Money Man, Eddie Money, joins us. Eddie, good afternoon.
Great. Good to hear your voice. How's everything going?
We're doing great up here in Maine. How's the tour going so far?
You know, I got to tell you, Maine is one of my favorite states. People don't realize what a fantastic place that is to live and everything else like that. You guys are lucky you're up there. You know that. Well, yeah, the tour's going great. I'm out with the kids. Everybody can look up DezMoney, DezMoney.com. He turned into a great little writer, and he's got a record getting ready to come out. And, of course, my daughter Jessica, who was kind of like Janis Joplin in 2015, she's out there singing with me. And I have my son Julian playing drums for me right now. And, you know, it's the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music with Julie Andrews about the Pontramp family. And I think since we have a very musical family, I was going to call this whole tour with the kids The Sound, instead of The Sound of Music, The Sound of Money. So we've been doing a lot of great shows. I got to find some wood to knock on because we're getting a really good response. And, of course, the kids, we have Baby Old On and Take Me Home Tonight, Two Ticks Powder, Shake and Walk on Water, Give Me Some Water. You know, the big guy upstairs blessed me with a lot of hits. So the shows are going great. Thanks so much for asking, Brian.
Well, and getting great reviews, and not just you, but having the kids there. But now, is that more or less work for you when you're not only out there in front of the band, but also being dad on the tour?
Well, you know what? It's really a pain in the neck because, you know, when I had my regular band out, everybody would be in the car on time. We'd go to the shows. Everybody would be there for sound check. And instead, I got to be knocking on Jessica's room. And where's Julian and where's Desmond? It just drives me out of my mind. But it is a family show, and people really appreciate the fact that they're there with their kids, and my kids are on stage, and it's great. So when they're kind of gifted. They're very, you know, they're musically talented and things like that. And, you know, being a dad, you know, you got to do everything you can to help the kids out. And I tell you, Julian's really a good little drummer. But then again, you know, I think, like all kids, if you're a parent, they tend to take advantage of you, you know?
Well, Eddie, the road can be tiring, but I get the impression from reading reports of the tour, from reading your blog on the website as well, that you've been doing this for such a long time that wherever you go, you've got friends. You've got friends that you've made along the way from your more than 30 years in the business. That makes the road a little bit easier, I'll bet.
Well, I tell you, we got a lot of friends up there in Maine, too. Bangor, Maine, all over Maine. And you know what? Touring as long as I have made a lot of friends. And, you know, I've got friends of mine. Like, I got a lady that she can't walk anymore, so I call up the promoter and make sure there's a wheelchair, make sure there's a wheelchair ramp and stuff like that. But well, we have a lot of great friends, and I really appreciate all the fantastic fans that have had for the longest time. And they're also helping me raise money for the Intrepid Fallen Hero Foundation. They have two facilities, actually, Brian. One in San Antonio at about 150 beds. And they just built another facility in Maryland. And it's for these veterans coming home with these head trauma injuries, whether it be psychological or physical. So, you know, we just sent them another check for $4,000. So I'm out there selling T-shirts for the troops, which makes you feel good. It's kind of like the Wounded Warriors thing. And it gives me the chance to really talk to the fans and see what songs they like in the set. Actually, if you think about it, the fans actually wrote the set list that we do right now, which is we open up with Baby Hold On, then we do Wanna Be a Rock and Roll Star, then I go, Wants to Stay Up Late with Enemy, we do Should Be Sleeping, then we do Walk on Water, we got Take Me Home Tonight in the set, and it's really a great show, and people have a lot of fun, and I was lucky enough to quit smoking cigarettes about 8 months ago, so my voice is sounding really good. And, of course, my wife's got me on the treadmill so I don't get too fat, which is a real pain in the neck. She's always cracking a whip on me. But, you know, I've got to tell you, things are really good. I got to thank the big guy upstairs. We go to church on Sunday, and I'm very thankful, you know, for the success I've had. And for the kids doing as well as they're doing.
We're talking to the Money Man, Eddie Money, sold over 30 million albums through the years, performing in Washington State this weekend, Las Vegas on September 11th, and we'll be up in New England here November 27th at the Royale in Boston. Eddie, I read an interview with you, I think it was in a St. Louis newspaper recently, and I love this idea. You talked about the idea of possibly putting together, if you ever find the time, a Broadway musical based on your life. I think that would be great.
Well, the name of the musical, thank you so much for asking, is Two Tickets to Paradise. And it's actually a story that takes place like Hair or Godspell or Jesus Christ Superstar. It takes place in the late 60s. My brother was in Vietnam, and I was on the police department. And I had a rock band in high school, and the band moved out to California. And they wanted me to quit the police department and come out and sing with the original band that I had in high school called The Grapes of Wrath. So I came out to California, and we put the whole thing. And the whole thing, it's a great play. It's about me being in a police uniform with short hair, and everybody wanted me to have long hair like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And unfortunately, it involves, you know, people said to me, I did have a drug overdose back in the 80s, and I wrote that record, the No Control album. People say, how did you OD? I said, it was free. How do you think I OD? But now, you know, of course, I don't do drugs anymore. I'm in a spiritual program. And it's an interesting play. And in the play, I meet Laurie, and she's got one when Zachary was only like 1 year old. Now he's like going to be 30 years old. But it's a good play. People really like it. And I have a lot of Broadway type of tunes, like a Roger and Hammerstein type of songs. A song that my mother sings to me called I Only Want the World for You, another song called No More Goodbyes. So it's got some Broadway type tunes in it. It's not just rock and roll. And it's been very well received. And yes, we'd like to get it on Broadway or anywhere. We might put it in the Dallas Music Festival. We might come out there and do it actually at the Mohegan Sun. So we'll see what happens. It's a great play, Brian. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Well, that sounds great. We look forward to more of that. And Eddie, it's great as always talking to you. It's not a summer if we don't talk to the Money Man. Our listeners always say, are you having Eddie Money back on? And we say, absolutely, one of our favorites. Eddie, thanks so much for making time for us.
Well, thank you so much, and I got to tell you something. I know that the station is owned by Stephen King, and I think he's one of the most brilliant writers in the 21st century. It's amazing, and give my best to him if you would you please?
Absolutely, we'll do that. Thanks as always, Eddie. Have a great summer.
Thank you so much for the phone call.
That's Eddie Money, the Money Man, again, coming to New England in November the 27th.